there was like a Jimmy Dodd Aquino, an actor Jimmy Aquino, Jimmy Aquino.
Crackhead Jimmy
there
Aquino.
There is only one.
I really thought that was the one that was...
Jimmy, how are you doing?
Doing good. But here's the thing. Maybe you should have contacted me first. I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. But you know us. We're so unorganized and last minute.
You should. Late every year. Even at the opening act, I'm still late. Amazing.
Well, I was thinking, you know, because usually we close out with Jimmy Aquino, and something always runs long into starting. I was like, well, we're starting out with Jimmy Aquino, so he'll get his full hour, finally.
And then sure enough, at 3 o'clock, I said, are you going to tell Jimmy he's not getting his full hour?
Oh, I'm getting a full hour, even if I'm late to work. what's happening, guys? What's going on?
Nothing much, you know. We just, for the first time, we actually did a Autism Speaks walk run to start it out. So
cool.
I ran all 3 point whatever miles. Some of us walked sitting next to me.
I get tired.
Some of us tried to run next to me, and just he couldn't handle the speed.
Yeah, that would be me. I would be driving next to you.
There was speed out there with people running?
Yeah.
You were almost dying. I called 911 because I
breathe a little weird when I'm running. I can admit that.
I've heard you breathe weird in situations. Not saying what type, but just saying.
Oh, man. So what's going on with you, man? It's been a while. It's been a year, even though we're at Comic-Con every single year. We never seem to really run into each other.
No, I run into him. He brushes me off.
Yeah.
I think he avoids me.
Yeah. Well, because I'm with my famous friend, so why don't I talk to you? Guys? Come on. I'm sorry. Nathan Fillion told me not to drop names today.
So there's a...
Is that guy still working?
Nathan Fillion, exactly. Man. He's doing well with Castle. Castle's 100th episode was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great. It's a really fun show. I usually see Jack and Colleen every year at Comic-Con for literally like a minute as we're passing. You're like, oh, hey, I'm going this way. I'm going that way. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that happens every year.
I think you avoid me because I haven't seen you in the past couple of years at Comic-Con.
Well, to be honest, I did see you coming my way one time and I walked the other way. But
see,
I
knew it.
Jay's easy to see with that big mullet Melanie has and the hair that sticks up under her feet in the air.
We would have had the small talk. What are you even doing? What are you doing? Great. Okay. How are you doing? Great. Good to see you. It would just take it forever. Like Jack and I know, like, hey, what's up? All right. Okay. See you later.
That works for me.
Yeah. That's all we need. still doing a podcast every week. We're approaching episode 500 this fall.
Nice.
We're traveling a lot for it. I was, just had a small show in town today. There was one last week. A small independent press show was in town last week. And then heading to Boston next week for a convention. And then Toronto in May for a convention. And Charlotte. I'll be in Charlotte in June for that one I go to every year at HeroesCon.
HeroesCon going? Is it still small or is it grown a bit?
No, it's definitely grown. But it's probably one of the most respected Comic-Cons in the nation just because it's all about comic books. There's not all this, you know, TV and film crap we love, you know, but it really is about the comics, and they focus a lot of independent and small press. But they also, I mean, like, the big two are there, like DC and Marvel are there, but they just don't have booths, but you see a lot of their creators and things like that. So it's a great show. It's a fun town. If you've been to Charlotte, you know, it's a good town. And there's a lovely club that gentlemen frequent right down the road, so it's always a good club.
I took Jay to his first NFL game there in Charlotte.
I think it's at the first strip club. I'm like, really?
Well, that too.
Girl, we've had those types of adventures, but that's for another podcast.
Yes.
Oh, I could go a whole marathon podcast about that. So I was just doing that, doing lots of interviews. And I'm doing interviews for Stated Magazine. Statedmag.com.
What is it about?
It's about strip clubs. No, I'm just kidding. It's about the arts. So there's all sorts of a friend of a friend, Ryan Swearingen, is one of the founders, and he no relation to Al Swearingen.
I was just going to say, I was thinking
the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He founded it, and he approached me, interviewed me at New York Comic Con a few years ago, and then he asked me a year later if I wanted to be a contributing editor. So I'm the pop culture contributing editor for Stated Magazine.
Nice.
And I interviewed, like, you know, comic book people. I interviewed, I was in England, I interviewed Frankie Boyle, who's this great Scottish comedian. And then Frisky and Manish, which is this great comedy cabaret duo in the UK. I'm about to interview a couple of burlesque performers here in New York, and all sorts of folks. So it's an all sorts of ranges of the arts. So it's really fun. It's a great, sleek website. It's online only. So do check it out. It's really awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Is Comic News Insider still alive or in some kind of incarnation?
Did you miss the part where I said we're about to approach episode 500 in the fall?
No, I must have. I must have.
Jay ran today.
Yeah.
I ran today. My head's a little bit in the clouds. I apologize. Plus, our speaker's a little muffled. I wonder. Hey, Rob, what if we? Because I have the phone out here. What if I did that and then flip it? Would that work? Hold on, Jimmy. Let me try this real quick. It's an experiment.
Don't go anywhere. We won't be able to find you.
Flip it down.
What if?
Exactly.
Hold on. Let's see. If we go like this, plug it in there, and then take that, and then put it in. Oh, maybe. All right, Jimmy.
That was nice.
Yes. Yep. But now I can hear myself.
Are you getting that feedback?
A little bit, but that's okay. No one loves the sound of his voice more than me, so it's fine.
What if we turn
off this mic? My girlfriend always said.
What's that?
What if we turned off this mic?
I have it turned off.
Okay. Then never mind.
Cool.
You turned off my mic so you can't hear me at all. Great.
No. We have another mic here for an audience member to ask a question if they wanted to. We have it set up kind of Comic-Con style.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought you were just kidding.
No, it's just that's the mic if someone else would come up and ask Jimmy Aquino a question.
Ask Jimmy a question.
Of course. Yeah, no. I figure you have like an audience of thousands right now. They're just clamoring to ask me questions.
I did have a question for you since you're the comic guy, mm-hmm. guy. We had a debate a while back about Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Is Batman a superhero or not?
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
I was on that side. But it was a long, long debate on our Facebook page. Is Batman a superhero or not? We're getting mixed.
I'm disappointed with this because he doesn't have powers, is what you're saying?
That was the argument. A lot of people pointed out that, you know, Iron Man just, he built his power. You know, he's...
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? But a lot of people were arguing that Iron Man was a superhero, but Batman wasn't, and I was lost in the whole. I argued because Batman was the first superhero I followed. So,
yeah, I think it's definitely a fine line. I think he's definitely a hero, and he doesn't have any powers, but he's, you know, a genius, and you know, the detective skills are second to none, and. But he's, you know, he's smarter than your average bear, and he's pretty fighty. Like, he knows how to fight, also different styles, and more than your regular Joe. So that is good. But and I'm gonna get real for a minute. What does bother is that because there's heroes like that in the comic book world, like, oh, it seems like that's plausible to be. Then you get people in real life trying to do that, which of course the movie Kick-Ass was a takeoff of. Who generally try to do that, and it's so dangerous. It's like, don't do that, people. You're not a superhero. Don't. No, that's a comic book.
So you're telling me I need to stop.
Yes, please, Jack. I've seen you in the streets of...
I've been doing it for about 20 years, so I guess I'll stop now.
Well, I mean, all the stabbings and the shootings, I'm surprised you're still alive. So amazing. Yeah, there's a guy who... I mean, I appreciate like what people are trying to do, but there's a guy that's sort of the better-known one in Seattle. I forgot his name. And he's been stabbed, I think, a couple times, and, you know, they've actually been told not to do it, and it's just like, again, I appreciate what you do, but it's really dangerous, you know, and so I always joke, like, so I guess I was just contrary to my own argument, I always joke, like, if you can't fly or shoot beams in your eyes, then you're not a hero, superhero, but, which, of course, Batman can't do, but I guess in the world of comics, I think he is, so.
Well, I think, you know, with Batman or Iron Man, they do have a superhuman intellect, and they're kind of, or with Batman, he's like peak human performance or fitness,
right.
Similar to right. Captain America.
But. What I've always, like, you know, patterned my life after. So, you know, because I look just like that. People seem to think of peak human fitness. Wow, amazing. yeah, but
That's definitely a good argument. I'm sure there's many, many sides of it. A more interesting argument, which I met these guys, I interviewed them on the show, become friends with. They're called the Broadcast Thoughts, and they're psychiatrists.
Uh-huh.
And they go to different Comic Cons. They've been to San Diego a couple times, and they do talk. Some of that's sort of become popular now. Different psychiatrists doing this. So these guys are one of the first. And they go around talking about like the psychiatry of superheroes. And one of their first big ones was like, is Batman a sociopath?
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And it's really interesting. And we had this whole talk about it. It was great. I don't remember. You have to go look it up. I don't know. But it was really fun. And it's really interesting to hear like, yo, which is the Joker really crazy? Is, you know, different heroes and villains, are they really, or is it something else? You know, and it's really fascinating to sort of study that. And here, they even broke down The Walking Dead recently. They did a big talk about it. There was an article on Wired Magazine about The Walking Dead, like, should zombies be held accountable for killing? That is, like,
what about the people killing zombies?
See, I think that's the more...
That's what I meant, actually. The kid, people killing zombies, should they be held accountable for, you know, is that murder, you know?
Well, see, I don't agree with that because I feel a zombie is already dead. But
if you watch the show, it's season two. They make when they were in the bunk. Well, I don't want to spoil anyone. Anyone here? Everyone up to date on Walking Dead? Okay, if you're not close, during season two,
earmuffs.
They made a good point. I thought of showing that these zombies were actually people at one point.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people didn't like season two, but I thought that was great the way they did it. And I said, well, you know. It is true when they're, and then they, of course, they killed them all. But
yeah. I would think it's great. Like, even like with the recent season with the governor and his daughter, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's tough, you know, especially, and that was a good point in season two where they said, well, maybe there's a cure. Maybe they can be helped and fixed.
Right.
That's something like, if that really happened, would there probably people like, well, wait a weekend, let's quarantine them and maybe we can find a way to cure them.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'll just kill him. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, my question is, how long does a zombie last?
How long does a zombie?
I mean, their skin's falling off them. I mean, how long do they? I mean, how long has this been going on?
Well, that's the thing. There's another. I think even Robert Kirkman, the guy that created Walking Dead, talked about this. How and some other people where. You know, after a while, you know, muscles atrophy, you know, things like that, and that's what, you know, there's slow-moving ones, and then some can be a little quicker when you're a fresh zombie, but not running, that's not a zombie, running's not a zombie, and yeah, it's interesting, because they eventually will decay to nothingness, I think, and, like, for some reason, they'll, you know, they can still, their head can still be moving around, but even that will decay at some point, but, yeah, but I guess I don't know how long it would last, but it seems to take a while, the world of The Walking Dead, so. What did you think of the finale?
I didn't like it. Without spoiling anyone, it was just okay.
Yeah, I liked it, but I definitely was like, did they have to do that to that person? You know?
Well, I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Just at that point, it wasn't so much that I hated that character. I just didn't care about that character anymore.
And yeah, I thought it too.
So when they got to that point, it's like, okay. just because I didn't hate that character, like a lot of people did. I just got tired of hearing that character speak.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the actor because they were getting a lot of hate mail, but it's, you know, they were just doing what they're told to do.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like everyone expected, you know, something to happen to one of the bad guys, and it didn't. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Why not what?
It was a letdown, I thought, ending. If that makes sense.
I mean, like, you know, I saw Kirkman interview recently where he was saying, you know, what I like about the show, for many reasons besides the money, is that, you know, I'm able to sort of do a do-over with the comics. There's some stuff the comics I've done, which I'm like, oh, maybe I wish I would try it this way. And now I get to do that on the show. So, and, you know, not necessarily all his decisions, but they've definitely gone through a few showrunners.
I think a lot of people, they liked the, there was two parts of the season three, was season three, is that finished, right? The first part, half, was great. I mean, there was, every episode was just on, and the second half was kind of, for whatever reason, they slowed it down. They had one really great episode where, yeah. I won't spoil anyone, where a trio goes out to get some weapons. That was, yeah. that was probably one of the best episodes they ever had. I thought it was. Definitely top five.
With Lenny James, that was pretty public. It's like, that was probably one of the best episodes of the series.
Right.
I think it's not the best episode of the series. I loved it. It was just, like, I can watch that guy read a phone book. He's so good. I'm still enjoying it. I'm liking it. I'm hoping it lasts because I want to make my cameo as a zombie someday. So that's my goal. I gotta get to Kirkman and be like, come on, just kill me in it.
Where do they shoot that show?
Atlanta.
Just make a DragonCon trip and then you can.
I know, right? Well, on the outskirts of Atlanta. They shoot outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
But yeah, they're there a good 9 months out of the year. Sometimes I think it's a long shoot. But yeah, I was drawn to the comics as a zombie in the Walking Dead comics.
Wait, you were a zombie in the Walking Dead comics?
Yeah, because that's sort of my professional, you know, I'm so professional when I interview people that I ask the cartoonist to draw me their comics, and quite often they have. So Charlie Adbutcher is a zombie in one of the comics. I can't remember the number, but I have it like at home. It's awesome. It's like, I'm not like featured as a zombie, but it's me, like it's black, right? You can see, I'm like, sweet, that's me. And he emailed me, because Adrian, that's me. So like, very cool. Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, you see some zombie pictures. That's probably on there.
Is that facebook.com/JimmyAquino?
Yeah, but if you're not my friend, you can't access to it, so sorry.
Dang.
Sorry, nerd.
Dang.
Wow, you're tough. Jay on Twitter.
I gotta keep some things private. You know.
So you have the Jay rule.
Right.
On my Facebook, everybody can be my Facebook friend. I don't limit it.
But Twitter, you're a Twitter snob.
Well, because Twitter, when you follow, say if you follow 3,000 people, you'll never see anything on Twitter.
That is true. Yeah. I never see anything.
It'll just be like, you'll be inundated with stuff all the time.
I see. So you don't have yours private. You just have it. You only don't follow that many people.
Exactly, yeah. Because then
I'm the same way.
He's a snob. You're both snobs. Great.
No, so if you follow anywhere between 50 and 70 people, and that's it. But
actually, I don't think you follow me.
I create lists. I have lists, people on lists because maybe say something interesting and I follow you. What?
Dang. You didn't hear the groans. I don't know if you heard the groans from the audience there, Jimmy. Hold on. I'll turn up the mic. Go ahead. Give me your spot.
Give me a groan. Oh, you all love me. Stop it. But I agree with you, Jay, because it is tough. Like, I don't understand how my friends follow like 1,000 people. I'm like, how do you use Twitter then?
Yeah.
How do you even keep up? So I have the main feed of like, and that changes all the time. People I interact with, you know, at the time. And then I'll have lists. I have three or four different lists where I have like comic book, TV, film list, and then I have like a news list, a sports list, and like a news or something, a celebrity list where I, you know, follow certain celebrities. But the ones that I follow directly are people I talk to almost, you know, at least once a week. So like really good friends of mine, and there's a couple that aren't, but I just like to keep tabs on, you know, stalk. But
I know I stopped following Jay.
Yeah. Well, I stopped following Jay back during Lost because he thought it was awesome to spoil things during the show. So
I never did that.
I did it once.
Yeah.
I did it once, but I said something and I went and I forgot all about it. That was, I was on the East Coast and I went, uh-oh. But by then it was too late. It was too late. It was minor. Something's minor.
One strike, you're out. No, yeah. But people get so touchy about that. People get so touchy about the whole Twitter thing, not following that. I've literally had people walk up to me where I meet in person. I listen to Comedy News Insider. I follow you on Twitter. Why don't you follow me back? What? It's like, because I don't really know you that well, and you seem awesome, but I, you know, it's like I try to make it manageable so I keep up with it, but I feel bad, but it's just like I can't, you know, not everyone can follow everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that's where what's nice about Facebook is I can have everybody of my friends, and I can look at the friends, you know, the news feed, and then I can see everything. But Twitter,
well,
I just don't
manage that well. I was that way with Facebook at first, where I accepted everyone, all these people, and had a lot of listeners and different ones. But then I didn't understand the idea of hiding your friends list, which I should have done, because then I started getting messages from my friends, a lot of my female friends, and some of my better known friends in the business. I would get these messages, hey, do I know Jay or somebody, I'm like, no, oh, they sent me a message. And I'm like, what did it say? Well, it wasn't creepy, but it was kind of borderline. I'm like, oh, it's like people like literally pilfering my friend list for like the hot girls and famous people. You know, and it's like, that's not cool. So then I started like deleting people and blocking it. And I just, you know, finally was like, okay, I'm going to make this a little more private. So.
Well, what are some of those famous people?
I'm not telling you.
I'm just curious. So
can you give us the initials?
SG.
Santa Claus?
G. FG.
Santa Claus.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, close. You're in the right world. You're in the Joss world. So, yeah, and it's a girl. So.
Summer Glau.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, but people like that, where it was just like, they send me a message, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize, and I finally figured out how to, you know, hide the friend list, because he's, you know.
Well, not to mention your friends, but you have that one friend that's on Person of Interest?
Oh, yeah, Jim Cavendale, yeah, we're good buddies.
Yeah. can you do me a favor? Something that's been bugging me for, this is the third season of Person of Interest?
I think it's only the second season.
No, it's the third season.
I've watched that one.
It's the third season, right? Of Person of
Second.
It's the third.
Second season.
And I think it's the third.
Poll the audience. What season is it?
Second.
Second is the correct answer. You lose.
All right, it seems longer. there's this, next time you talk to him, ask him about the broken glass. Because in his building where he has all this computer stuff, everything's state of the art, but the glass they put their case on is all broken and taped up.
Okay.
And blame this question. Yeah, can you ask him just, since, hey, you do talk to me on Facebook, I have that privilege.
Well, we don't know if he talks to him on Facebook. We don't know if he's on the list.
No, he talks to me.
Oh, he talks to you.
I actually can message him.
So, he's not on any social media.
No, him. I'm talking about you. Once you get the answer, can you send the answer to me?
Maybe. How much are you going
to
give me?
I got to know, because it could be thousands.
Right. Well, here's, I mean, do you even know he's talking about, Jimmy, because it's kind of stupid and obscure.
It's not stupid. Why is the glass broken?
So in the room, like where, you know, put their case files with like pictures of the people they're trying to protect or the bad guys or whatever, you know.
They're making their
glass, it's on glass, and this glass is broken.
And the tape is old.
So Jack's theory is
the glass.
Yeah, so Jack's theory is why, or it's not even really a theory, it's just a question that he has. Why, out of all this state-of-the-art stuff that Michael Emerson's character has,
I think it has something to do with his ex-partner or Finch, because Finch, we see the backstory, he's walking normal.
And right.
Up to date, he's not. I think that glass has something to do with his injury.
Oh, I know the reason behind the injury, but I can't tell you.
Well, does that have something to do with the glass?
I have no idea. I honestly haven't seen it. I remember when I talked to him last year, and we actually had him on the show. He said they thought they were going to address the injury in season one, and they never did. So, and I honestly have not seen any of season two. I just kind of fell behind. I don't know. I guess they haven't addressed it, but the plan was they were going to address it soon, but I guess they haven't. So, no idea.
They're saying the sound quality of the guest is garbled.
The sound quality of the guest is garbled.
You're garbled.
I think that's just the guest.
Yeah. I'm just pretty drunk right now, so... I'm at my friend's.
You take a shot every time too?
Of course. I wanted to start up early. That's right. Are you guys doing the drinking game? I hope people are getting wasted already.
Well,
see several beers.
Well, that was another caveat to you starting out the day is, do we really start drinking at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
But as I look into our audience of people right now, I think we've answered that question.
Excellent. These are my kind of people.
Can you list every celebrity you know by name in ABC order?
We don't have enough beer.
In ABC order. Every celebrity I know by name in ABC order.
I don't think we have enough alcohol.
By the Rolodex. Let's see, let's start Adam Ant. No, I don't know him.
Adam Ant, wow.
I did dress up as him in Halloween when I was a kid there twice, 2 years in a row. So I feel like I know him through that.
Jack has his beer now, so he can play.
I felt left out.
A to D, there you go.
Pinterest project with them.
What?
Yeah, what else do you guys watch? Have you watched Cannibal yet?
No.
I have not.
Really good. Really, really good.
I saw that it was on NBC, and I said, I don't know.
NBC's well, not on my hate list, but because I am like, do you watch Revolution? I like Revolution.
Season one was shaky, and it came back. The first episode of season, the recent episode was like, but then the second episode, I'm like, okay, I'm back. I like what they did, so yeah, I'm back in on it.
Even though she's an ugly, Charlie's an ugly crier.
That's the meanest thing.
I have to be honest. She's an ugly crier.
She's a pretty girl, and you're
she's
putting
her down.
She's a
pretty girl, but every time she cries, I go, please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry.
Zach, who's the pretty crier? Who cries pretty?
Good point.
My friend Kekka cries very pretty. So.
Your friend who?
My friend who I'm sitting here with right now, she cries very pretty.
There you go.
Is this somebody famous that we could drink to?
Yeah, somebody famous.
Oh, I'm going to drink anyway.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Do you watch
I'm sure if you stir up, you'd be like, oh, she's famous, yeah.
Do you watch The Following?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your take on The Following?
I like it a lot. It's definitely cheesy and silly, but I like it, The Following.
Do you think the FBI, if you were working for the FBI, would you like this show?
If I was working for the FBI, I wouldn't like any show about the FBI. Because there's a lot of artistic license taken. I mean, I'm sure Bones is, you know, as technical as that is, it's probably not happening. That's probably violations of, you know, various codes.
The problem I have with The Following is the pilot was really good. I've seen the pilot three times. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's just like, I think I said it like the third episode, I shouldn't be smarter than the FBI.
Right.
When I'm sitting there watching a show going, why would they do that? Why would they do that? I still watch it, but it's not as, the show hasn't lived up to how good the pilot was.
Well, that's what I say about it being sort of silly and just fun. It's like, you know, you kind of know what's going to happen. I'm curious of how, where they're going to go after this season. You know, it's like, well, how long can they stretch this out? If they capture him again, then what? You know, is there just going to be more cult members? You know, so I'm not sure of the long life of the show, but I'm enjoying it for now. But the Hannibal, I'm loving and right away, immediately. And I do know someone who worked on that, so there.
Who do you know that works on that?
Gabby created it, you know that.
That's right, I did know that.
Who was that?
I didn't hear it.
Who's the creator?
Brian Fuller, yeah.
Colleen just says she knew that.
Hey, we talked to Damon yesterday.
Hey, oh, cool. How's
that?
Did you talk about the Star Wars and next Star Trek as well?
We talked a little bit about Star Wars, a little bit about Star Trek.
A lot about Leftovers.
But Leftovers is his new show that sounds really interesting.
What's it about?
It's about Tom... I forget his name. Last something.
Peter Berg's directing it.
Peter Berg is directing it from Friday Night Lights.
Jay's favorite show.
And it's called The Leftovers, and it's based on the book by Tom Perata.
No idea. Never heard of it.
But Damon Lindelof did the adaptation. He's going to be the showrunner, and it seems like a really cool show.
They're filming the pilot, and it's going to be on HBO.
Leftover or Leftovers?
The Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
And the pilot's going to be on HBO.
Some people disappear.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of based on after the rapture, and it's a.
Oh, wait! I know exactly. Yes, I did see a preview of this in EW. Yeah, after the rapture. Yeah, that's right. And it's oh, who's in it? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, they don't have anybody yet, just yet. They're casting right now. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a work.
Well, honestly, I had a long talk with a lot of my friends in the acting world, and I'm actually thinking of getting back into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's this friend in the acting world?
So I can name drop you.
Fuck you. A few. You can name drop me, exactly. I can name drop myself. There you go. I'm Jimmy Aquino.
Talking the third person.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, I'll never do that. I hate that. No, my friend, well, I talked with Michael about it. I talked with Bria, my friend, you guys know Bria Grant, and then my friend Grace, who you will know if you know who she is in a couple years. She has a web show called Daily Grace. She has just passed her 1 million subscriber mark.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
When I met her, she had like 15,000 subscribers, and now she has like 1 million. It's insane. Like sort of watching a young Tina Fey rise. It's amazing. Like girl's going to go, she's going to take over the world. But she gave me the most adorable, drunken, tough love speech like a couple months ago. We were out. She lives in LA now, but she's here visiting. And she started like cursing at me and crying, yelling, "Get back into acting! What's wrong with you?" and all this stuff. And it was adorable, but it made me think about it. So I'm I'm talking to other people involved in the industry about what direction to take, and I know it's not that easy. Where I'm like, yes, I'm going to be acting again. Hire me.
You know, if you wouldn't blow me off at Comic-Con, I would have given you the same speech.
Would you start crying as well?
Exactly. And I'm a pretty crier.
You are pretty crier. No, I believe that. And I could have wiped your tears away too. And
exactly. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I'm like, oh, so salty. Oh, I love it. Yeah, so I don't know. I have a lot of friends. You know, like I said, I did tons of theater and musical theater and stuff for years. But I don't want to do theater. I never really explored TV and film besides like the little work I did here. And so I kind of want to explore it. And I know it's not that easy where I was calling Brian Fuller, hey, put me in Hannibal. You know, but well, you never know. I'd love to be a victim on that show. That'd be great. so I don't know. So it's something I'm going to think about over the next year and through the end of this year, and I start putting some stuff together and maybe work on some film stuff with some other friends that have stuff in the works. So we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, it's like I don't expect anything out of it, but probably this time next year I won't have time for you. Let's just say.
So you're gonna block me on Facebook.
Well, right, totally. Yeah, I'll totally like I'll just change my name on there. I'll change my name to Handsome Chino. So no one will know it's me. But I just think it's something I'd love to explore again. So I'm starting to miss it, and all my friends are doing really well, and it's really fun to watch them, you know, success. And it's like, you know, I certainly don't expect that success, but it's like, oh, well, maybe I could work again in the field. You never know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we should see. Stay tuned on that. And then that means we won't ever talk again. So, yeah.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
You know I'm kidding. I'm
yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And also, and this might be a internet exclusive I'm gonna give you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yep. Pregnant. No. I may be either ending. It's more dramatic to say I'm ending, but I'm probably not. I may just cut back. Ending the podcast this year.
Whoa.
Yeah, big deal. It's like episode 500 will be in the fall. And it's fun. I still love doing it. But I may either... Well, I told a few really close friends that I wanted to end it. And they were like, no, don't do it. And they go, what if you just cut it back to a monthly or maybe just interview specials or convention specials? So I may do that. So that's going to happen probably in the fall if it happens. So around episode 500 or after. So it'll be sometime around September, October. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. And it's been something 8 years, you know, doing it. And we have a blast. And got a lot of great listeners out there. And some are probably tuning in right now. And yeah, it's, you know, a lot of great groupies. Hooked up with a lot of CNI girls, let me tell you what.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's just like, it's really fun. I still love it. And I still do it every Tuesday. But I was like, maybe it's time to either change it around a bit or just do less of it or maybe do something else. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think my goal is to reach 10 years. If I reach 10 years, then I'm good.
Haven't you kind of quit already, though?
Dang, that's cold. That's cold.
Jack did say he feels you phoned it in a lot. So,
well, just because I'm using a phone to call in.
Well, and technically, that's true.
I'm just kidding. That's kind of what I do.
Anyway,
But yeah, it's
so here's the thing. So if you're gonna like close out the show, are you gonna bring back any old guests like Jack and I?
And we haven't been on the show forever.
We haven't been on the show in like 5 years.
Wow.
But maybe Colleen instead. Yeah. Had you not taken Colleen away from New York, she could have been the new co-host after she left.
Oh, yeah, you
have to took her away, so she could have found fame and fortune on CNI, but you know.
She could have, but then she married me and just gave up, I guess.
Yeah.
Just quit.
Yeah, I think we make sure she had like a little sign. Yeah, I give up.
Aww.
No, yeah, certainly. Like, I'd love to have you guys back on sometime. So, When do you come to New York next? Come on, or meet me at HeroesCon in June. It's only, what, a couple hours away from you?
Where's Charlotte?
Charlotte, 3.5 hours or so.
Three hours.
3 hours.
Oh, okay.
You can get there about 2.5.
If you're driving Janice speed, 3 hours. I'm just
Puncho, cheap hotel, right downtown, a lot of good restaurants there. NASCAR Museum, come on.
Actually, yeah. The last time we were in Charlotte, we stayed in a hotel next to the NASCAR Museum. So.
Oh, nice.
We didn't go inside it, but we saw it.
Yeah, I haven't gone inside it either, but whatever. I like the raciness as a child, but I haven't gotten into it since I've been older. But I mean, a friend of mine, Melissa, who is hardcore into it, like she follows NASCAR like we follow football. Like she'll have, because you could listen in on like into the car. She was talking to their pit team and everything. And she like follow her certain favorites and have them playing on a computer as she's watching the race. I'm like, my God, that's hardcore. She goes to races all the time, and pretty impressive. You think all that started from moonshining?
Yes. And we actually, we might have some moonshine in the audience.
Allegedly.
I love
it. It's legal moonshine.
It's in mason jars.
Which one's the apple pie?
Oh, the apple pie is actually very good. I've had that before.
I've made some apple pie. I don't know, it's great. Apple pie moonshine, it's awesome. There's a guy that comes to HeroesCon every year. He's part of the comic community, and I don't want to give his name away, but he's great. He's awesome. He makes his own moonshine.
Government
morning.
Here,
I'm like, oh, dude, this is awesome. It's so great. We don't remember things the next day, but it's all right.
For those watching the video right now, you can see the assorted... moonshine.
Legally brewed.
This is called, one's called White Lightning. And the other one's called Apple Pie
apple
Moonshine.
Pie. Now, see, I remember Apple. Do you watch Justified?
Yeah,
so I remember season 2, I believe, was the Apple Pie episode season.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you was really talking about Apple Pie.
I've had this Apple Pie before. It's pretty good.
Jay doesn't watch Justified.
What's that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's one of the best shows on TV.
You hear that?
What's that?
Justified. What is Justified again?
Justified is one of the best shows on TV.
You know what needs to happen with Justified? Justified needs to be streaming on Netflix, because that's how I watch my TV now.
There's other ways to watch it.
I'm not going to do it illegally.
I'm not saying it's not illegal.
I support the artist.
I do too.
I've never once used Netflix.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
But it's so convenient.
I know, but I watch so much TV as it is. I have cable, but also as press, I get set a lot of things. Ahead of time, I get set like TV shows, so it's kind of...
Yeah, we had to sign up for Netflix again because Jay took it away from us.
Well, I mean...
We're using his account.
Well, the problem is Netflix used to be able to, like, multiple people could stream at the same time they wouldn't do anything, but now it's like if somebody's watching something, you can't stream it, so...
My wife and I started a West Wing rewatch, and then about halfway through, someone said, stop using my Netflix.
Because I gotta watch Top Gear, man.
Stop using my Netflix.
Best show on television.
We get... The only time he ever texts us...
The
we
UK
never get a text
Top
from
Gear.
Jay unless he wants something, and he goes, 1 o'clock in the morning, are you using my Netflix? Yes.
So what for? What are you using Netflix for?
They were watching West Wing, and I wanted to watch Top Gear.
Okay. All right. You can't watch it at the same time?
No,
it doesn't let you.
No, so we got Netflix, we got Hulu Plus, we have them all. But
all right. I just turned the Ustream on my phone so I could see you guys. So pretty. Still so pretty after all these years.
It's like we haven't aged. Except for one of us.
Well, Jack hasn't. That's what I'm saying. Jack looks amazing. Do you moisturize, Jack?
Every day.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You know what does it for me?
The what?
You know what does it for me? Keeps me so young?
What's that?
Scientology.
It hasn't worked for John Travolta.
You guys know I'm involved in that now, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've,
so you know that? Yeah.
So you like Dianetics?
A month ago, I joined the Church of Scientology in Times Square. A friend of mine was involved, and I went, I checked it out, and I was like, this isn't as weird as I thought it was going to be. They're really welcoming and really nice, and I have a good time with it, so I don't know, we'll see where it goes.
Well, I think that's part of the steps of if you're getting back into the acting biz, is you have to, you know, join the Church of Scientology.
It pumps that you could be, you know, back in the biz, so figured why not. Tom Cruise was there. It was pretty awesome. So we had cookies and lemonade.
Hey, Tom Cruise follows me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it T-H-O-M-T-R-E-Z-E?
It's his official. It's his official account. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
What's his official account? That's run by some intern.
But
yeah, exactly. It's
he does follow me.
That's awesome.
Maria Shriver follows me.
Maria Shriver, nice. Yeah.
I've never talked to her. I don't know why we're following each other, but
because it's some intern running her Twitter. It's not actually Maria Shriver.
It's Maria Shriver.
It isn't.
Why would she have a? Yeah, it's Arnold. Why
would it's she Arnold?
Why would she have a intern?
I don't know.
Well, what made her follow you? Did you just like tweet at her one day?
I think it was when I first got the account. I saw the name, I followed her, and she followed me back. So I don't know. I've never tweeted her.
That was the start of their wonderful relationship.
She's one of those automatic follow back people. I see. All right.
See, and she probably can't even see what's on her Twitter because there's so much stuff going on.
I asked her what her favorite Terminator movie was. She does
still have. Her favorite Terminator is Terminator, the one with Christian Bale.
I never saw that one.
That's the official title, is Terminator, the one with Christian Bale. So.
She said twins.
I see what you did there.
So you guys are definitely coming to San Diego for sure?
Oh yeah, we already got our tickets and hotel and all that fun stuff.
When are you arriving?
Tuesday or Wednesday. I haven't gotten tickets yet.
Either Wednesday or Tuesday?
We haven't decided yet, either Tuesday or Wednesday.
I usually get there the Tuesday of the calm before the storm. But then this year I think I'm gonna fly on Wednesday because I want to go to LA afterwards for a little longer to sort of meet up with some of my folks around, my friends around there, and chat the biz and stuff. So.
Any friends that we might know?
Probably.
Cliff?
But no, I'm actually going to meet some of them and meet some of their people and talk to them about the whole acting thing and whatever, you know, so.
Nice.
I'm sure I'll probably shoot a movie or get out there. I'll get hired right away, you know, whatever, so. Something like that will happen. I'm going to be like it then.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, you just walk out there and go, I want to be in movies. You're like, all right, here you go.
It is that easy, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, I want to be, like, I don't care if I get, like, really successful, but I want to be in shows I like. Like, I want to be, like, I want to be in Game of Thrones. I want to be in, like, The Walking Dead. I want to be in, you know, stuff like that. But are you watching Game of Thrones at all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for my girl, Natalie Dormer. Has a meteor role this season, and I love her so much.
Which one's that one? Marjorie. Okay.
Which one is her? Marjorie. She was Queen Anne on the Tudors. Oh my
gotcha.
God.
don't you have a name for her, Jay?
I do, but I won't say it here because there might be children
say
listening.
It. Say it. What is it?
I'm not going to say there's children here.
Spell it.
The PG-13 version is Booby Lady?
Booby Lady.
Oh, they are magnificent.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Oh, good little side filter back there. we talked about this in the past where, like, I've never got to the point, and, you know, there's people that have, that get obsessed with a celebrity. Hello, can you hear you?
Hello,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Okay. I know you're at the point where I get obsessed because I'll get obsessed with a different star every week. Like, oh, now I like her, now I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But with her, since the beginning, I had, like, since from the Tudors to the Fades to her little bit part in Captain America, where she kisses Cap, and to now Game of Thrones, I'm like, oh.
So you're kind of a stalker.
A little bit. I was so upset because they had a Game of Thrones party in town a few weeks ago, and I couldn't go. And it was like a press thing, and my friend went, and I was so jealous. I was like, oh, and she was there. I still haven't started a website for her, but, you know, I do love her, and I feel like we're going to meet and get married.
Well, hopefully for you,
can we come
Jimmy,
to the wedding? Can I be invited to the wedding if it happens?
Jack, if you get ordained, you can marry us.
He's debating that in his head right now.
I have to think about that. Open bar?
You'll think about that. It's going to be Game of Thrones theme. You'll have to be in costume, a giant sword.
Oh, okay.
And you guys will sit in the Game of Thrones, like her on your lap, I guess.
Oh.
And then maybe something, if I have the swords, maybe something, someone gets their head chopped off. And yeah. then I'm yeah. thinking maybe
and
you.
And here's a bonus. Here's a bonus. She'll be topless the whole time. So yeah.
I'm sure she would love that.
Oh, yeah. She's very open about it, clearly. Every show she's been in, she's like, oh, take it off. Let's go. I respect that. So, what's the first question from the audience?
Audience, any questions for Jimmy Aquino?
I already asked mine.
Audience is tentative.
Nobody wants to be the second person.
Nobody wants to follow Colleen.
I think Red Mike has a question. I call him by his Twitter handle when he's sitting next to me.
He's from Jersey. What? He's wearing a Doctor Who sweater.
You know, I've never
Christmas
seen it.
Sweater.
I've never seen an episode of Doctor Who. It's only been, it's only been on a couple of years, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. the new season, I love, and I immediately love the new companion, Jenna Louise Coleman. She's amazing. It's a great show. Should be watching it.
All right, I'll start a rewatch, or a first.
Start back at 2005 with Eccleston, and then go from there.
Just 2005. It's a British show. So how many episodes per season?
Well, that's when they rebooted in 2005. So you can catch up with 13 episodes.
That's 8 years.
I think so.
That's a lot of episodes you have to catch up on.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, easy to catch up on.
Like Breaking Bad, first season was, what, 7 episodes? That wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Walking Dead, first season was 6. So,
yeah, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay watched the first season, didn't you?
Of what?
Walking Dead?
Yes. I don't really remember it, but I did watch it.
And you're not still watching it?
No.
No, I mean, see, I just, you know, I can't give up a show sometimes. Some I do, some I don't.
He felt bad for the zombies.
I did.
He'd be sitting
well,
there.
Some of them I do, yeah.
And Jay's an ugly crier.
Zombie.
He'd be sitting there crying. They stabbed him in the head. It's not right.
Are you watching your girl on Once Upon a Time?
Claire? You mean...
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe I just called her Claire. That's terrible.
I know.
Emily DeRaven.
It's Belle.
Emily DeRaven.
She's Belle.
I haven't watched this season of Once Upon a Time. I feel bad.
I like it. I think it's you know, another one of those sort of silly shows, but it's like, I really enjoy it. I think it's good, but
I just get tired of Barney Fife, the sheriff.
Barney Fife, nice.
She's like Barney Fife. Yeah, I mean, she's the worst sheriff. And the one problem I have with her is, and it's not her, it's the writing. They said, she goes, I can always tell when somebody's lying. And she can never tell when anybody's lying to her.
Just look at me in the eyes.
I want to play poker with her. I take every dime she had.
But I know
when you're bluffing. Darn.
The Evil Queen, is Atlanta Perilla, is that her name? Yeah, the actress. She is just deliciously eats up everything she's in. Like, it's so great. She's so just like, oh, the top evil. It's great.
Yeah, I like the show, but sometimes, like you said, it gets...
Yeah.
You have to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's just a fantasy type show.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Jimmy, we might have to cut off this like 10 minutes early. Is that okay? Just 10 minutes?
No, I need to go to work, so I have to cut you off.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Wow, there you go.
Awesome.
A Jimmy slam. You gotta like that.
That's the best way to end any Jimmy conversation. Jimmy, do you want to say anything to the audience out there? Anything,
something
updates,
clean?
What's going
something
on, clean? Plugs or anything?
Something clean. So I shouldn't text you those pictures of my, never mind.
Ooh.
Are you running for mayor of New York?
Yeah, exactly. Check out comicnewsinsider.com. Every Tuesday we record new shows, and I've got a lot of, you know, you can check out our old archives for all sorts of great interviews. Got a lot of good stuff coming up convention-wise, and of course San Diego will have tons of interviews with all sorts of the TV and film folk we were just talking about. Go to statedmag.com and check out my interviews I did there. And you can find me at the nearest strip club. So... But it's a pleasure being a part of this, guys. Thanks for having me. And hope it goes well. Raise lots of money. Everybody, please call and give till it hurts. And thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
And don't forget that glass question.
Oh, right, yeah. Maybe you might have to email me to remind me that, and I'll ask him. And I'll see if I can get it out of him.
All right, thanks.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Jimmy. All right, Carlene, do you want to have an update?
Yes.
All right.
It's actually kind of easy.